SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A spending deal in Washington that will avert a government shutdown.
Congressional leaders have announced a spending agreement to keep the government funded until mid-December. Time was running out with a new budget year starting October 1st and no deal in Congress on how to fund government agencies. House Speaker Mike Johnson told lawmakers in a letter, this compromise budget package will be very narrow, bare bones, and it includes only funding extensions that are absolutely necessary. Johnson, who had unsuccessfully tried to link a stopgap funding bill with a proof of citizenship requirement at polling places, was under pressure to avert a government shutdown with less than 40 days to go before the presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Florida GOP Congressman Michael Waltz says the Secret Service has been forthcoming about security failures around Donald Trump's July rally. But he adds the FBI is simply not cooperating.
The FBI, on the other hand, is completely stonewalling this task force. It has not been forthcoming. I would love to see Director Wray and Secretary Mayorkas have a press conference like the Secret Service just did. We still know virtually nothing about Crooks, the shooter in Butler, about his encrypted accounts, how he learned to build those IEDs.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. Donald Trump speaking out today, he says if he loses his bid to return to the White House, he thinks he will not try again in 2028. Israeli troops raiding the offices of the satellite news network Al Jazeera earlier Sunday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes stock.
The well-respected polling organization is analyzing 20 years of surveys and is painting a picture of an America that is changing fast. Pew says the country is a lot less religious than it was two decades ago, with more than one quarter of the population having abandoned faith altogether. Strong majorities of Americans now support gay marriage and want marijuana legalized. They also don't trust the country's institutions or either political party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, fewer young people today identifying as non-binary as their applications to college show. For the most recent admission cycle, 1.8% of students chose the non-binary gender term to describe themselves, and that is down from 2.2% earlier. Experts say this is really marks a huge change from the past few years. This is SRN News. Believe it or not, autumn is here, and that means, well, big changes when it comes to scenery.
Fall is back, and bringing with it football, pumpkin, spice, and yes, everything nice, and in some parts of the country, especially vibrant foliage. Leaves around the northern U.S. are starting to turn orange, yellow, and red, inspiring legions of leaf lovers to hop in their cars and travel to the countryside for the best looks at fall's fireworks. Leaf peeping, the act of traveling to witness nature's annual kaleidoscope, contributes billions of dollars to the economy, especially in New England and New York. But this year, some of the most colorful displays could be in the Midwest. Ron Taylor reporting.
Trouble for the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Hackers demanding $6 million in Bitcoin from the airport for documents they stole during a cyber attack, but the airport says it has decided not to pay. More details at SRNNews.com.